From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hours after certifying Iran has complied with a two-year-old international nuclear agreement, the U.S. imposed new sanctions on 18 Iranian individuals and groups. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert Tuesday said Tehran has violated the spirit of the deal.
Iran remains, and we all know this, one of the most dangerous threats to the United States, not only our interests here around the world, but also to regional stability. And I've got a whole list of things that we can go over here that Iran is responsible for. Their full range of activities extend far beyond the nuclear threat, and I think we are all full aware of that.
She said Tehran's malign behavior includes its ballistic missile program, support of terrorism, backing Syria's leader, hostility toward Israel, cyber attacks, and threats to maritime stability. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said additional sanctions will not only hamper Iran's economy, it will also benefit hardliners.
The more powerful, the ultra-conservatives, get an excuse for continuing to maintain their anti-American and anti-Western attitude. But that for me is will weaken the new government, which has recently been re-elected.
Iran called the sanctions illegal and announced its own sanctions. Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai continued her visit to Nigeria with a stop in Maiduguri Tuesday and nearby internally displaced camps after discussing education with the country's acting president Monday.
I asked the acting president and also the governor of Borno to declare a state of emergency for education. And I think in that there are a few things that are needed. Firstly, to increase the spending on education by 300% and also to make the spending public.
An estimated 10.5 million children are currently not in school. This is VOA News.